But Jim, the dancing ban at pubs and clubs in Tassie, of course, it remains in line with Gutwin's COVID restrictions. We've spoken a lot about it. The designated dance dots was a potential solution to this. Of course, the rule is that patrons must be seated in premises where alcohol is sold. Exceptions for the dancing ban are bridal parties at weddings, and the other one is formals and school leavers dinners. Now, one of those formals did take place recently, and please welcome from the Friends School, Charlotte Rogers, head girl. G'day, Charlotte. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We are fantastic. Now, Charlotte, last week, of course, the Friends School held their school leavers dinner. There was a few fears that it might be cancelled due to COVID. It did go ahead. Charlotte, how was it? How did it go?
Yeah, it was lovely. They did a really good job. We were all a bit worried for a while, a few months back, but they did a really good job of pulling it off.
Charlotte, was there dancing?
There was. We were actually allowed to.
Was it good dancing? Because, Charlotte, when I was at school, I've never been a good dancer.
Yeah, and also, especially at school leavers, you're trying to be cool.
Well, don't even mention my school. I didn't even get one. They just went, here's a piece of paper, thanks for coming. So can you paint the picture? What was it like? How were you dancing? Did you have to be separated? Was there spacing? Tell us.
Oh, it wasn't 1.5 metres apart dancing. You're right. There's a limit to how good dancing can be at a school thing. I'll give you that. It was fine. I'm not going to call anyone out.
That's what I was going to ask. If you want to call someone out, Charlotte, we're more than happy to be that show. If there's a name you want to name, if you want to say, hey, Steve, mate, you didn't pull your finger.
Charlotte, if the formal or the school leavers didn't, if it didn't have dancing, do you reckon it would have been as good or not really? It would have been a bit boring.
I think it would have been fine. We'd have understood why, but it was nice to have some kind of a proper celebration at the end of a weird year. Yeah. But it would have been all right without it. Lovely to have it.
Can I ask, was it important, Charlotte, to, I guess, have something? Because, I mean, it's sort of the end. You're celebrating the end. Like, would have felt weird to have nothing?
I think it would have felt a bit anticlimactic after, 14 years or whatever. Yeah, it was really lovely to have some kind of something.
Charlotte, were you surprised by... Because I remember when I went to my Year 12 leavers dinner, you're surprised by some of the blokes brushing up a little bit. Because normally, let's be honest, a lot of the guys are a little bit more grubby. Was it interesting seeing a lot of them kind of with their hair done, potentially in a suit, or did some of them still turn up a little bit dishevelled?
Oh, it was very impressive. Everyone really went for it. Yeah, there's some people where you were surprised. There was a tie somewhere at home. But, yeah, they did well.
Again, Charlotte, if you want to name names, we're more than...
This is a name and shame, Charlotte. That's all we need from
Charlotte, you're done. You're not going to see these people again. School's over. Just tell us.
So, Charlotte, did you have a DJ or some live music, or how did the music and the dancing work?
We had a group of guys from school who played together. They came up and they played some Wolfpack. They did really well. They played that live, but everything else was just recorded music because there was no space for an extra person to be there.
Otherwise, one of the kids would have had to drop off. Yeah. Sorry, little Tommy, you can't come. We need a DJ.
Yeah, well, Tommy, you did forget your tie, mate, and we did tell you the
we'll
rules.
We'll zoom you in. Yes. Don't worry about
FaceTime. Charlotte, how many people were there? How big was it?
Oh, there's about 140 kids, and then I think they had the smallest possible number of teachers for it to be okay. Mm. It was probably about 170 or something, but I'm pulling that number out of thin air. Yeah.
No, I like you didn't that. Do maths at school, did you, Charlotte?
Oh, no, I did. I just selected them.
No, look, Jimmy, who's going to count everyone that walks into a room? I was looking for 100 to 200. I can't believe Charlotte gave me an exact number.
200.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Charlotte.
Now, Charlotte, before we do let you go, first of all, I mean, we are so glad that the school leavers went ahead and you did have a fantastic night. Well done to the Friends School for getting that on. But for those of you who don't know, and Charlotte, I don't know if you've heard, but Jimmy and I have been trying to champion a thing called designated dance dots to say, hashtag save the Tassie dance floor. Now, this involves putting dots on the ground like you would see at Woolworths or at some companies and stuff to have people appropriately spaced, and you would stand on those dots and you would dance at a safe distance from other people. If dancing wasn't to go ahead at the school leavers dinner and we could get those dance dots in, do you reckon you would have allowed that to happen at the Friends leavers dinner?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah. That's my head girl. I love it. Love it. So it would have been successful. Do you think we could get them in to other venues potentially to allow them dancing?
Yeah, go on. Why not? Be ambitious.
Yeah. That's the voice. That's the acceptance of a future leader of this state. Yep. Well done. All right. Charlotte, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on graduating from school.
Thank you so much.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.